Hello, everyone. I'm Becca, dietitian by trade, mom 24/7, wife from the start, and when there's a few extra hours in the day, you might find me hitting the trails or on horseback.
And I'm Kara, a therapist to women, a mom to a boy, an entrepreneur, mountain junkie, and a postpartum runner.
And this is Fit for a Queen, a podcast that's devoted to the female athlete wanting to balance the teeter-totter of all the things we desire out of life as women. Performance, health, intellect, and taking time for self, even if we only get 1 minute out of the day.
We're so excited to be bringing you the queens in the athletic world who have done just that. Okay, ladies, take a seat at your thrones, grab your crowns, and welcome to Fit for a Queen.
Well, good morning, Fit Queens. Now it's my turn to introduce my co-host, Kara Shulman. I want to start with a little bit of information on how we kind of connected. And I often joke, I think you have soul sisters that share the same passion, and Kara is definitely one of them. A couple of years ago, we were at EDN Sport, which is Eating Disorder and Sport Conference. And without missing a beat, they were talking about preventative education and what you can do in your community. And we immediately look at each other and just had that, what we call shit eating grins, and knew that this was something that we wanted to take back and connect with and start with. And so I am super excited to team with her and glad that she said yes when I approached about doing this podcast. So Kara, take it away from here and tell us about you. Have such a unique background and what you've done with your private practice. I want them to hear more.
Well, yeah. Again, well, thanks for having me. And I do. I remember that conference. So that was the first time we spent some good time together. And I know that we were like, well, let's bring this back to Kansas City and figure some things out. So there is this combination of my personal and professional journey that has crossed paths to lead me to the passion of working in women's mental health and in sport. I was nationally ranked in track and field as a high schooler and went on to run at the collegiate level. And I really loved the sport, but looking back and knowing what I know now, I struggled a lot with performance anxiety that made competition really difficult for me. So because of that and really a lot of other things, I had some injuries. I decided to leave the sport from a competitive standpoint, and I was relieved but also super terrified. I had been competing since I was young. I had no idea what my body would look like after after I stopped the sport of competition. I had no idea what I would talk about with my friends and family. It was such a major identity for me. So, and that transition was a process for me in my 20s, figuring out who I was without that sport and how my relationship has changed now to something running, which I love to do, versus something that I felt I had to do back then. So being in the running world in general, hearing the myths about nutrition and competition, comparing my body to others, picking our bodies apart. I remember this moment distinctly when in college, when myself and my teammates, we were staying around in a circle and just tearing our bodies apart. And I remember thinking, we just got done with our second workout of the day, and here we are trash talking our bodies. It was this moment that just did not make sense to me. So going through these experiences really led me to want to work with female athletes and those that struggle with disordered eating and exercise. So I currently work in private practice when I'm able to combine my love for women's health and mental health. I specialize in perinatal mental health, which means mood issues during pregnancy and postpartum, as well as infertility, perinatal loss, and disordered eating. So I love working with women going through those life transitions. My husband and I also struggle with infertility and loss, and now have an 8-month-old boy who's been so it's been interesting going through this journey alongside some of my clients, and I hope to bring that experience to the podcast and to guests that I have invited aligned to many of those experiences, from mental health, transitioning out of sport, fertility and sport, and motherhood. So I'm excited to talk to so many of our guests and learn alongside our listeners.
Well, I'm excited too, because I know what an inspiration you are to women to try to build them up and have many identities, not just in their sport. So obviously, our theme to this is using the FIT principle. I'd love to hear now how you kind of practice that, and what words of wisdom would you give to any of the athletes out there that are in the same boat as you were, kind of struggling mm-hmm. with tearing their bodies down instead of building them back up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the FIT mentality, and really going back to taking care of yourself, mind, body, spirit, and figuring that out, first of all, I've got an 8-month-old kiddo. Well, I say newborn. I don't know how long you can use the excuse as newborn. I'm going to use it as long as I can. He's a newborn.
There's no definition to that, especially when there's not sleeping, right?
I'm going
to
be a new mom until he's like 5. He really likes his mama right now. So it's for me, again, we've chatted about this, the importance of finding your village of people that can be around you and support you, and using them. It's so hard for us women to ask for help when we need it in so many different ways. And I have, as a mother, have learned to try to do that and ask for help when I need it, so I get the time to have a little bit of my time. So when I do get my time, I love getting in a yoga class, just being outside on the trails. I love my Netflix and my bad TV. And
we all need brain rot.
That's right. Oh, I love it. And I belong to a book club that helps me read fiction books, so I put down my workbooks. So again, it's finding those people, trying not to do everything myself, delegating stuff to my husband, and taking that time for self. And, you know, again, it's sometimes we feel guilty about that, but it's so important. If mama ain't happy, nobody's happy.
Let's say happy wife, happy life.
That's right. You asked about collegiate athletes that are transitioning too. Mm-hmm. Again, it was such a process for me. When we talk about our identity, when we put all of our eggs in like one basket of, I am just an athlete, I am just a career person and professional, when things move or change, we can get, it can be really difficult for us because we've put all of our energy into that one thing. So it is finding kind of different hobbies, things that you love to do, relationships outside of sport. And I think as I grew older, that helped because it just was a natural sort of division between when I was in college and when I wasn't. And those different roles just started up. But again, it was kind of a process. And then you need to take care of your body. I mean, that's so important too within the sport and outside the sport. And again, it's kind of working through that transition and finding other things that you love to do and connect with, of who you are, that authentic self outside of sport.
Great. That always makes me think of that image of you sitting at the river in the mountains. That's
yes.
You in your happy spot.
That is my happy place. That's definitely it, in the mountains for sure.
So tell us, what are some of your words of wisdom that you give to women to live by? I really like how you talked about delegating. I think women try to just do it all and struggle, just as anybody would, saying, mm-hmm. I can't. What's your biggest words of wisdom?
Mm-hmm. It is a lot of that, again, asking for help or giving ourselves permission to ask for help. Again, we weren't supposed to be raising kiddos on our own. We're supposed to be having a village. That's kind of what's needed. So giving ourselves grace and permission to ask for help is kind of a big thing. You talked a little bit about this too. I came across this quote like twice this week. Comparison can be the thief of joy. And that's been coming up on different topics that can apply to all of us from a performance standpoint of comparing our times, our bodies to others, and how that impacts how we feel about ourselves. As women, as mother, comparing ourselves to what we see posted on Instagram or Facebook, right?
Because we always put the bad pictures up.
Yeah, that's right. Everything is perfect. Of course, we're going to put the edited picture up there. Comparing where we are at in our lives versus where others are in their career or in their relationships, married or not, have kiddos or not. I've worked on that myself, going through some of the things I have, trying not to compare my timeline to others. Instead of being our own worst critic, I strive to give myself more credit, treating myself with grace, and encourage that with the women that I work with. So that's something that I try to keep in mind. And again, encourage others as well.
I love that. I'm on my own timeline.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that's really hard to do, I think, I haven't met someone. I haven't done this. I haven't done that. And all these people around me have. And again, we can be our own worst critic. So again, enjoy the journey that you're on and your own journey.
Sure. Mm-hmm. We even start to do that as parents with our kids, you know.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, they can't read the book yet and they're three or they should be doing algebra.
Absolutely.
Everybody's on their own timeline.
Yeah. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Well, Kara, it's always such a pleasure to be able to visit with you. And I thank you, Queens, for tuning in. And we'll hope that you will tune in next time as we have plenty of great guests that are coming your way.
Thank you to our sponsor today, Sentimano Counseling. Sentimano Counseling is the premier perinatal mental health practice in Kansas City, treating mood disorders during pregnancy and postpartum, perinatal loss, infertility, eating, and exercise disorders. Go to sentimano.com for further information about the practice and services. For additional information on today's topic and guests, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at FitForAQueen.
And hashtag fit for a queen.
And don't forget to rate us on iTunes. We can't wait for you to join us next time on Fit for a Queen.
Bye, queens.